Chapter 23. Not a glass slipper, but close enough. Hello? We call into the apartment. It's Sunday morning, and we're back home. My dad and Jennifer dropped us off at the train and then caught a plane to Hawaii for their honeymoon. Prissy went home with her grandparents. I hope they can take it. All that chattering can be a bit much for old people. Hi, girls, my mom says from the kitchen. I'm in here, making that peanut butter tofu you love so much. She arranges the grossness in a casserole dish as we slide into our chairs. So? She asks, raising an eyebrow. How was it? Nice, Mary says. Yeah, I add. Really nice. She smiles. Good. Then she scratches the back of her neck and grimaces. Rachel, you had a very unhappy visitor last night. What? I did? Who? A boy. She wrinkles her forehead in thought. Raffy? No, Raff. He was wearing a suit and claimed he was here to pick you up for a dance. When I said I didn't know what he was talking about, Tigger tried to attack him. I told him you were at your father's wedding. I don't believe it. Not for a single millisecond did I expect him to show up, to want to be seen with me in public. What happened? I croak. What do you think happened? He left. I wasn't going to the dance with him. I leap from my seat and run to the phone in my room. I dial his number, which I know by heart, even though I've never had the nerve to call him. It rings once, twice, three times. Answer the phone, Raff.
Hello,
a deep voice says. Raff, I am so sorry. I feel like such an idiot. There's nothing but heavy silence on the other end. Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't think you'd want to go with me to the dance after.
Rachel, is that you? It's not Raff. It's Will.
The humiliations just keep on coming. Sorry, I mumble. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Is Raff there?
No,
Will says.
He's in New Orleans with my parents.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I stretch the phone cord out and wonder if it will fit around my neck.
Why did you tell my brother you'd go out with him when you knew your father's wedding was the same night? Not cool. He was looking forward to going to the dance with you. He really liked you.
His choice of tense is not lost on me. I am so sorry, I repeat. Again, silence. Guess there's not much else for us to chat about. Bye, I say.
Later.
I can't believe how badly I blew it. Even after I made a complete fool of myself, he still liked me, and I ruined everything. Stuck a pin directly into the balloon of my potential happiness. Not a pin. I attacked the poor balloon with a chainsaw. I flop onto my bed and groan into my pillow. My mom knocks against the open door. Yes, I say through the pillow. I am never coming up for air. I don't care if I suffocate.
Did you two make up?
She asks. La la la. How simple she thinks my life is. Not yet.
Okay. When you do, give him back his glove. It must have fallen out of his pocket when Tigger attacked him. Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
Humming to herself, she returns to the kitchen. Glove? I pop into a sitting position. A gray wool glove is resting on my comforter. A gray wool glove that belongs to Raff. I stare at the glove. The glove stares back at me. Okay, I know we agreed that love spells are off limits, but come on! This glove isn't just a normal glove. It's a sign. Why else would Tigger have attacked him and made him drop it? One little spell can't really hurt anyone. What was it Mom said? When magic gets us into a mess, we can make exceptions. Right? Hey, Mary!